you want your relationships to become magical, don't be afraid to ask for guidance in all of your human relationships by very quietly and very privately going within to that invisible, divine, organizing intelligence. You'll be guided to give. That's what it's all about. It's about giving, not getting. So begin to do so freely, without expectation. This very day, you can practice this with two different people, perhaps a personal contact and a child. Rather than being in your old skin today, in the old way, give that person precisely what you think they need, based upon how you would most like to be treated. That is, process, first of all, this contact and say, if I were this person, how would I like to be treated? And just for this day, give this one day without any concern about their reaction to you and without any judgment. Just send out a new way of being with that individual. And at the end of the day, see how you feel. Forget about what they say or how they reacted. You're not looking at outcome. How do you feel when you give them what it is that you would like if you were them? That secret that sits in the center and knows cares nothing about outcome. This is that God that is within you, that soul, that invisible intelligence, and the giving, loving soul that listens to the voice. It behaves in a way consistent with and is immune to outcomes. It's not what they say that's important. Try the same thing with one of your children or with a child. I can remember doing this with my children on many, many occasions, and this works just miracles for me. Sometimes my children will be really upset, and I always notice how my wife handles it. She's got this, like this instinctive motherly knowing about what a child should receive and shouldn't receive at given moments. And one of the children will be trying to make her feel guilty because she's going away, for example, on a weekend with me. And saying, like, you always go away and you're never there when I want you and you always could be gone and how come you do? And my inclination inside is to say to the child, look, this is your mother and she doesn't get very much time and why don't you just stop being so selfish and being always thinking about yourself and blah, 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 you know, all of that kind of stuff. But she never does that. How she responds to that is, because we've talked about it many times, she has this knowing. And the knowing is that that they're going to miss her, that they're going to miss mom. Even this, I'm talking even my teenage daughter will do the same thing. But she has this knowing that, and so she just lets all of that go. You know, they say all of that. And then she says, well, what will you be doing while I'm gone? And is there something you'd like me to bring back when I come back from where I'm going? And she gives them what she thinks that she would like if this were her. And as a young girl, perhaps she didn't get this. And she's even more aware of that. I find that when one of my children are upset or hurt or angry and they're lashing out, that I just instantly see myself as that little 4-year-old or that little 6-year-old. I just transpose myself into that body and say, what am I asking for in this moment when I'm lashing out like this? I just want somebody to acknowledge me. I just want someone to love me. I just want someone to say, I know how you feel. I know that you're hurt. I know that you're important. So instead of my trying to make the child wrong or trying to make them look bad or trying to prove that I'm right and that I'm bigger and that I'm stronger and I can dominate you, it's like just reaching out and putting your arm around him and saying, boy, you're having a tough time with this right now, or you're really upset about this. This is really bugging you, isn't it? You know, you're really mad. Just anything where you acknowledge their dignity, you acknowledge the divineness that they are, and magically the hostility and the conflict is gone and something beautiful has taken over. So you forget about the outcome and you give from a sense of purpose in your relationship. And it transforms what would potentially be something very disruptive into something very beautiful.